patient is Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Fester, F-E-S-T-E-R, 12264. Two complaint, my blood pressure is elevated. Number two, cough. Number three, congestion. Number four, leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is hysterenal cyst 5 years ago. Needs to be checked. Next number, family history stroke. Next number, abdominal discomfort, secondary to postnasal drip. Patient is 57 years old. He's a service technician for a manufactured home. He's married, has 3 kids, 8 grandkids, period. The paragraph comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for 3 to 4 days. Allergen on 10, review of system as above. Social, no smoking, no drinking. In 2017, spent 5 days, five to seven days in the hospital with FUO. At that time, CT showed a renal cyst that needed to be reevaluated, but has not had any further testing since then. Medical problems, hepatitis A as a child, surgical, none. Medication, Motrin, Tylenol, PRN, over-the-counter medication for his cough or congestion. COVID immunization, none, but has had COVID 3 times before. Family history, non-contributory colonoscopy. He had one scheduled in 2020, but got canceled because of COVID. His blood pressure is 155 over 96. He states his blood pressure is usually much better at home, 81, 18, 98. 99%. Heart positive, some positive, 2 lungs, furunca, abdomen is soft, slight tenderness over the epigastric area, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no dimethylclonic cyanosis. By the way, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Assessment number one, sinusitis, number two, bronchitis, number three, rosefenogram now, next one is Decadron, 8 milligram now, next one is ZPAC, next one is Medrol dose pack, next one is hysterenal cyst. He does have a renal cyst, right kidney, solitary, 5 centimeter. We'll recheck in 3 months. Next number, check blood work. Next number, feeling tired, check testosterone, check TSH. Next number is no history of palpitation, no evidence of right atrial enlargement or other abnormality noted on the echocardiogram. Next number, as far as leg pain and arm pain, musculoskeletal most likely, no DVT or DVD noted. Next number, received his CT scan from Conroe Hospital from a few years ago and compared to the ultrasound today. Next number is history of vertigo with normal carotid ultrasound. Next number, the kidneys do not appear to be sclerotic and or small that can be seen sometimes or unilaterally small that can be seen sometimes in renal vascular hypertension. Next one is lymphadenopathy. Second number, follow patient next week. Next one is check blood pressure on a regular basis at home at least 2 to 3 times a day and bring results with you. Thank you.